Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Bazayin, Shabbos Parshas Devarim. I speak to you once again from American soil, our temporary home, looking forward in Yitzhak Hashem to returning to Eretz Yisrael with all of Klal Yisrael. For Parshas Devarim, I'd like to start with some introductory ideas regarding the Chumash Devarim. Devarim is called Mishnah Torah. And we know it as a review, Moshe Rabbeinu's review with Klal Yisrael of the Torah. There seems to be a problem. Moshe Rabbeinu spent the whole 40 years reviewing the Torah with Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah down from Har Sinai, and without a doubt, taught Klal Yisrael the Torah immediately. While there's always more to be learned, they certainly reviewed Torah during the 38 to 39 years from Mount Torah until entering Eretz Yisrael. Why is this Mishnah Torah? In what way is it a review of Torah? The second question, Hayo Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Hazayis. The word Hayo, Rashi says, translates as Hischil. Moshe Rabbeinu began to explain the Torah. Really? Moshe Rabbeinu began to explain the Torah? I thought this was just a review. This needs some explanation. And it says that Hamikdavar has an extraordinary an important insight into the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu reviewing the Torah for these the last 37 days of his life. The Gemara in the Daven Daf Lamed Ches darshins from the pasuk Tzol Mecha Avonim. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Mecha that some part of Torah belongs to you as an individual. And the Gemara in the Daven Daf Lamed Ches says that that refers to Pilpul Shel Torah. The ability to be mefalpel, to create things with the power of Pilpul in learning. And the Gemara goes on to say, the Nag Moshe Rabbeinu Tovus Ayim Ba'atzmai, Moshe Rabbeinu behaved in a generous manner, and he shared this Pilpul Shel Torah, which was given to Moshe and his children, he shared this with Klal Yisrael. And it says right, that for the 40 years in the Midbar, or the nearly 40 years in the Midbar, until this point, Moshe Rabbeinu taught Mikra and Mishnah to Klal Yisrael. He taught the Pesukim, and what we call Mishnayis, then of course given over orally, but the oral law, Mikra and Mishnah. We know the Gemara says it's important to be an expert in Mikra and Mishnah before one starts to stay Pulpulim, before one starts to be Mefalpel in Torah, something that runs contrary to the behavior in many places today, but nevertheless, the correct behavior is Mikra and Mishnah first, and Pilpulim or Gemara only later. Says in the Tziv, for the nearly 40 years they were Mikra and Mishnah, and of course they refuted the Chazanim. Hischil Moshe Be'er. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu began to teach Klal Yisrael the idea of the Kayach of Pilpul Shel Torah, of being Mefalpel in Torah. Now, this is not Nitziv's own suggestion. He says this is based on a Medrash. The Medrash says that the Torah was given as follows: Hichina ba'ayel mayed, chakira ba'harvayt mayev. The preparation for the chakira was given ba'ayel mayed, was given wherever the Mishkan traveled. Chakira, the power to be chaker, the power to investigate, that was given in harvayt mayev. Harvayt mayev, of course, is where Mishnah Torah takes place. And therefore, this is an insight into what Moshe Rabbeinu actually did in these days, these 37 days, despite the fact that the Pilpul Shel Torah, by definition, is not given over openly in the words of Torah Shel Mishnah. With this, we gain an understanding of Rashi. Rashi says, Hayo Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Hazayis. Rashi says, B'shivim Losh. 70 languages. Rashi is basing this on the concept of Be'er, of explanation, found when Be'er Hekev, when Yeshua put the words of Torah on the stones in 70 languages. So Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Rashi, taught Klal Yisrael the Torah in 70 languages. Torah in Gabal. Why in the world would Moshe Rabbeinu teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael in Chinese or Japanese? They didn't understand Chinese or Japanese or any of the other languages. And therefore, it seems nonsensical to understand that Rashi means literally that it was 70 languages. The Haksava HaKabbalah, he says here, Loshain doesn't refer to a different language. We find in the Gemara, Lishma Achrina, another language. It doesn't mean another language. It's another version. Moshe Rabbeinu to apply Yisrael, the high imponim of Torah, the 70 faces of Torah, the different ways of darshaning Torah. And this idea fits well with the idea of the Netziv, that this was all Pilpula Shel Torah. Pilpula Shel Torah, the investigative ability, the quality, in which Torah opens itself up to one investigating it and allows itself to be interpreted many ways. That idea is the Shiva Lashon. That idea is the Pilpula Shel Torah. Rambam used to say, Nahag Moshe Tevis Ayin Ba'atmai. Moshe Rabbeinu behaved in a generous and kind manner and shared it with Klal Yisrael. But his brother wanted to call Yisrael to ask Pilpul, why did it go this way? Rambam said that this is a siman for generation. That a Rebbe has to be a Rebbe who teaches Torah with Tevis Ayin, with a good eye, with a feeling of kindness and generosity towards his Talmidim. And that is the Klayach of Pilpul Shel Torah. So that is an interpretation of the idea of Mishnah Torah, the Netziv, Baba Kabbalah, and Rambam's art. The second introductory idea to Sefer Devarim. The book of Devarim, as I think is well known, is divided into three parts. From the beginning until the Aseret HaDibros, which is in Vayis Hanan, is Musar. From the Aseret HaDibros until the Brachos and Klolos on Har Havel, which is in Parshat Tzavai, are a list of mitzvahs. And the third part, from the Brachos and Klolos and Teichachos Kisavai till the end of the Chumash, are the words of reward and punishment. The idea that Klal Yisrael will suffer punishment when not going in the right way, and the ability of Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, as is mentioned in the last parashiyot. So these are three sections, the beginning till the Aseret HaDibros until the Brachos and Klolos of Har Ebal, and then from there till the end. What I had seen recently is a beautiful remez. Moshe Rabbeinu had taught Parsha Shmos, Vayikra, and Vamidbar. Of course, Bereishis he taught as well, but that was not created by him, that was created by the others. Moshe Rabbeinu had created, through the, as an agent of Hashem, Shmos, Vayikra, and Vamidbar. The first third of Devarim, which is Musar, starts with the word Eila, just as Shmos starts with the word Eila. Eila ha-Devarim ha-Shadiver Moshe. And just as Shmos is a limud in behavior, most of it is a limud in how to behave, so too is the Musar part of Devarim, teaching us how to behave. The section that begins the mitzvahs is in Parshas Baschanan, Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph, where we are told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and there it begins with Vayikra. It begins with the word Vayikra, there in Parshas Baschanan, and that fits well with Sefer Vayikra, which is, of course, the second of these three Sfarim. I'm sorry, not Perek Tes plus Egal, Perek He plus Egal, but it begins with Vayikra. And the last part, which is Perek Hazayim plus Tes, which is the part that deals with reward and punishment, with Oynish and Tshuva, starts with the word Vayidaver, which is the beginning of Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar, for the most part, is the story of punishment and tshuva, the story of the Meraglim, the story of Balak and Bilam, the story of the Chatoim of Meimariva, and the Chatoim at the end of Parshas Balak. Therefore, the remez is there to the three sparks. What I would add, in line with the early in the Tziv, is that the Chelek HaMusar is also learned the Derech Pulpula. Pulpula is not only a mitzvah, but in the Chelek HaMusar, the Derech HaMashava, of having a deeper understanding of the Chelek HaMusar of the Torah. And so these are my two introductory comments, Sefer Devarim, which I want to share with you. My third offering for the day has to do with an old kasha I had in Parshas Kiseidei. In Parshas Kiseidei, we learn that the Bnei Amlin and Mayav, even if they're Megayer, are not permitted to marry into Klal Yisrael. They can only marry other Gerim. Al Devarashalikim Ulechem Belechem Umayim. because they did not come forward and offer bread and water to Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael was traveling, had come out of the Midbar. The Tekilko Amidais, he didn't come to offer bread and water. The kasha that always disturbed me about this was, I wonder, if Klal Yisrael is sitting in Eretz Yisrael, and there's some other Semitic tribes that are traveling, wandering in the Midbar, and coming near Eretz Yisrael, would Klal Yisrael go out with bread and water and offer them food? This is something which always disturbed me. Now, learning the parsha this week, as you have come to the end, here in the parsha we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu requested, Oichal b'kesef tashbireini v'ochalti, umayim b'kesef titim l'vishosis. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm not looking for free food. I'm looking for you to sell us food. Come forward and offer us food as we travel in the Midbar. That throws another picture on the whole situation. You could be sure if there was some other nation or tribe wandering, coming here, Eretz Israel, that Jews would be there selling food and drink. Food and drink. Jews would be selling sushi and steaks and cakes. Why didn't they, I mean, in Noyof, they didn't want to make money? Why didn't they go out and sell their food? Because there are times that human beings have such a koko hamida. They don't realize the needs of another person. There are others, and they don't think what the others need. They know only what they themselves want. Very often, a collector, someone from Eretz Yisrael usually, appears at our door for a donation. We give a donation, but we can afford, but we think we can afford. It would be much better if we would think about what the person's needs are to offer a drink. I find when they offer a drink, they're willing to take it. Not everyone is offering a drink. Sometimes even use of the bathroom. Feel for the other person's needs. I mean, they didn't even realize that this was an opportunity to make money because they didn't realize the needs of the other person. That's a true kilkul hamidas. If I can today with a halacha, I want to stress that the halacha I'm about to tell you is not my halacha. I will be reading to you a beer halacha with quoting Rabbi Kitager, the Jewish Lashyakas. However, this is not well known because it's a different type of place, out of this place that will be expected to be found. And since it's Nogeya, it's important for this Sunday, let me share with you the halacha. It's a mitzvah nun test we find in this test. The difference between Tisha B'Av on a normal year and Tisha B'Av HaNidche, the Tisha B'Av which falls on Shabbos and gets pushed off to Sunday. There are not many differences between the two situations. However, here we find, without dispute, a machaber who says the following. He says when Tisha B'Av gets pushed off till Sunday, the Balei HaBris, a father, a tzaddik, and a male who are involved in making a bris that day, are allowed to bathe and eat in the afternoon, after the Zman Mincha, after Mincha Gedolah. They dive in Mincha, subsequently they can bathe and break their fast. That's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Not many of you are likely making a bris. However, there is an extension in the Shulchan Yaakov of this kula. He says a kalvachayver. He says, let's see. Maradach, on all other fast days, we don't allow bale bris to eat. And still, when they go, for a woman who's pregnant, or someone who has a chayli kitras, who feels a bit ill, we're makel for them to eat if they feel chosha, if they feel any weakness. So in other tenets, when we're not makel for a male or a standing, we are makel for a pregnant woman or someone who has a chaylik stas. So Allah has kama v'kama. But Tisha B'Av, where we're makel, Tisha B'Av shenitche, where we are makel for bale bris, certainly we should be makel for mu'uberes, that even if they feel a little bit of chosha, they can break their fast on this day. That is quoted in the Bir Halacha, Tov Kofnon test is test, from Rabbi Kiva Eike B'Shem Shulish Tzviakas. What is unclear is whether he needs to be makel the entire day of Tisha B'Av, only from the Zman Mincha and on. It would seem, Dayoy L'Bam and Adinli, as Kanidai, that should only be from Mincha and on. But at least that, from this man, Mincha, which is about 135, 140, depending on where you are, that pregnant nursing women, or anybody who fears a Chayyuk Tzad, could be Nekel as if it was one of the other Tanaisim. I stress again, it's not my halacha. It's a little known halacha because this is the halacha of Shnila all the way at the end of Hilchas Tisha B'Av. And with that, I sign off, wishing everybody not only an evening fast, but a beautiful fast. Today, Tisha B'Av will reveal a desire, Gaguim, a homesickness to be back in the Beis Hamikdash, the Shlina there, something we've never experienced, always pictured. And having pictured that idea, thought of that idea, we should desire it. And that's what Tisha B'Av is about. I hope it's a meaningful fast for everybody. It's Hashem. Should be sechet to the Gula Shalema Mikarei.